USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced moments ago the formation of a new religious liberty task force within the Justice Department.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we've gotten a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance. In the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operations.
Officials in Northern California just giving an update on the so-called car fire near Redding, saying it's now covered nearly 99,000 acres. It's only about 20% contained, and seven people remain missing as six people have been killed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A well-known Olympic skier and his wife opening up about the drowning of their 19-month-old daughter last month.
It's the number one way that you could potentially lose your kid.
Bodie Miller's wife Morgan saying the day their daughter Emmy fell into a neighbor's pool was originally like any other day, and she's afraid most parents don't realize how quickly a tragedy like that can happen.
A child under 30 pounds can drown in 30 seconds, and I just keep counting to 30 in my head. That was all I needed.
Bodie Miller says they wish they can go back and change what happened, but instead they'll try to help other parents avoid such tragedies. The Millers spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump saying again that he's willing to shut down the government over immigration reform. He sent out several tweets saying he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for border security, which he points out would require funding for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We've been telling you so much about the car fire in Northern California, but the Mendocino Complex fires west of Sacramento are almost twice as big this morning as they were just yesterday. Cal Fire is saying the combined river and ranch fires have now destroyed almost 56,000 acres, destroyed six homes, and each is only 5% contained. Both fires started on Friday afternoon, about 14 miles apart, but they have spread into more populated areas and have grown into one big fire. Several communities are under evacuation orders. A smoking ban both inside and outside all public housing buildings in New York City has taken effect today. The New York City Housing Authority enforcing the smoke-free mandate that was passed down by the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department a few months ago. Coca-Cola says it's charging more for its canned drinks. The price jump coming because the Trump administration's aluminum tariffs are simply making the cans more expensive. The CEO of Coke is calling the price hike disruptive but necessary, saying the 10% tariff on imported aluminum is simply making it more expensive for the company to produce those cans. Another Coke spokesperson says it's going to be up to retailers to decide whether to pass the higher prices on to consumers. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.